From NPR News, it's day to day. For all you flyers out there, a welcome choice may be on the way. A new low-fare airline is on the tarmac. It's Virgin America, and it plans to operate out of San Francisco. But the man behind the discount airline, famed British entrepreneur Richard Branson, is not so welcome, at least by the U.S. government. The feds require the domestic airlines not have foreign ownership, and Virgin has had to adapt. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli is here to tell us more. Hi, Steve.
Hi, John.
Okay, first, tell us about what we'd be getting with Virgin America. I hope it's those back rubs. I had one when I flew across the Atlantic. It was great.
Well, I don't know about the back rubs. The routes aren't officially announced yet, but it looks like Virgin America will offer flights to at least the East Coast, Southern California, and Las Vegas out of San Francisco, supposedly starting this summer. And as you said, it adds another low-fare airline to compete with the likes of JetBlue and Southwest, back rubs or no.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chatter about how this deal how Virgin might reshape the U.S. airline market. Could that really happen? I mean, haven't Southwest and JetBlue and those kind of airlines already done that?
Well, John, you know, the jury's out, and the airline competition, as you know, is famously cutthroat, so we'll have to see how competitors respond. But industry consultant Michael Boyd of the Boyd Group in Colorado thinks Virgin America is not going to shake up many of its competitors.
We just don't see a market vacuum for Virgin America. There just isn't one there. Any place they want to go out of San Francisco, they're going to have a lot of competition already, and very good competition.
But what about this foreign ownership question? We all know the big backer is Richard Branson of Virgin Airways. He's British. How is that resolved?
Well, one analyst I spoke with joked that they threw the chief executive of Virgin America under the bus to resolve it, and that's figuratively true. Fred Reed, the chief executive, has to step down as part of yesterday's deal, even though he's American. The Department of Transportation reasoned that since he was hired by Branson, he might be, quote-unquote, beholden to foreign interests. And Branson's company had to also give up its board seat on Virgin America, and they had to put their ownership of parent company shares under a U.S. trustee.
I don't really understand this, though. We don't ban foreign ownership of banks, car factories, I guess even supermarket chains. Why are airlines any different?
Well, Michael Boyd, the consultant, says the rationale is that airlines are, in fact, different because they're an increasingly crucial part of national transportation infrastructure, so they're vital in ways that banks and supermarkets aren't. And his example is a hypothetical foreign ownership takeover of United Airlines.
Do they really care about whether Reno has service? Do they really care whether Chicago has service? And the argument could be made their objectives would not be to serve the United States so much it might be to drain United Airlines, if they got a hold of it, to fly to China or something like that.
Now, the counterarguments are that this violates free trade principles and that it's really reflecting the desire of U.S. airlines to shut out competitors, but that's for another day.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, we try to spare you the economic jargon, but this one you ought to know, AMT, the alternative minimum tax, and whether you might wind up paying it. That story, the numbers 2, from American Public Media.